This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Thank you very much, and good Tuesday morning, everybody. Broadcasting live from our studios here in Austin, Texas, across America and around the world. This is Prophetic Tuesday. Good to have you listening in today here on BPNRadio.com, across America and around the world. I also want to welcome all of our Facebook friends that are joining us today. So it's going to be a wonderful day. This is your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray, broadcasting around the clock and around the globe. Remember, the views and opinions of those on this broadcast, any of our programs here on bpnradio.com may or may not be the views of the Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on any of these programs, but we're delighted that you are listening today and those of you that are joining us on Facebook Live. This program is produced by Michael Sean Bourne, edited by Aliona, and supported by you, our loyal listeners, partners, and friends who believe in this ministry. We know that one word from God can change your life forever. So we're going to be prophesying today here on Prophetic Tuesday. It's going to be a wonderful day. Just a few moments, Ruth Gentry is going to come and lead us in prayer. And I just feel the anointing already of the Holy Spirit. I've been serving as a prophetic voice in America, across America, around the world, since 1985. I've given prophetic words to thousands of people and have received so many testimonies of how God changed a person's life. I mean, last Wednesday, I had on my program Greg Moore, who is a director of Charis Bible College there in Colorado Springs, Colorado, or a suburb there, and working with Andrew Womack. He was telling me how that a word that I gave him years ago literally changed his life. And so now I get to be a part of the 700 students he has on campus and the 6,000 students he has on live, online. So today I want to encourage you to get ready to receive. Because one word from God can change your life forever. I've had many names that have been given to me. I've been praying over this morning, writing some of those names down. But whether I call your name or not, you have to remember, you got to remember that the Holy Spirit can speak to you as I give a prophetic word to other people. I've shared the story several times. In the late 90s, of going to a meeting in Florida, and a guy was there by the name of David Young Hee Cho from South Korea, and I was one of hundreds of pastors that were there at that meeting. I never received a personal prophetic word, but I came back in 1979 to Oklahoma City, the church that I was leading there. And I just had a word from God. It literally changed my life, even though he never spoke my name, but I received it in the atmosphere of that prophetic anointing that was resident during that time in 1979. Literally changed my life. I believe that today could be a life-changing day for you. I've been up praying, seeking God this morning, putting down names last night. I've been preparing myself to minister to you. I believe it's going to be a wonderful day, whether you're watching on Facebook Live or you're listening on bpnradio.com or TuneIn Radio. And, of course, somebody says, how do I get TuneIn Radio? Just download the app, and you can click on BPN Radio, and the moment you click on it, it's going to be there. Also, it's very simple, of course, to listen on our website, bpnradio.com. and be able to look at our team members and whatever's happening there. So it's going to be a great day. Ruth is coming to pray. I'll take my headphones off, and it's going to be a great day, Ruth. Congratulations. You've gotten a new son-in-law since we had
last Tuesday.
Since last Tuesday.
I know.
Yeah, you have a new son-in-law, and they are about to embark on their honeymoon. And
yes, they are.
To faraway places. So
yes, they have an amazing God adventure ahead of their lives. We're very, very happy and very proud of Taylor and Daniel. And looking forward to everything God's going to do for their life. I'm going to actually share that later on the broadcast, a little bit of the testimony. But right now, if you're just joining us on bpnradio.com, welcome. Welcome to Tuesday, Prophetic Tuesday. We get so excited around here about Prophetic Tuesday, and I know everyone else does, because what I love is as soon as I hit that live button, those are joining us with Facebook Live, I've already got lots of people that's already joining us. But I just right now, as I was writing down some names already coming in, if you are listening today on bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com, I want to remind you that this broadcast is replayed at 2, 5, and 10 p.m. today. And however, we're live right now. And so I'm going to jump on the on our email, and if you are listening today on bpnradio.com, you can go and you would like to put your name in to have a prophetic word, and it might not happen today because Pastor Prophet Dale gets these names in and we run this list. But if you would like to get your name added and you're listening to bpnradio.com through your smartphone, through your computer, go to breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. And this is what I need you to do. I need you to put in your first name and your last name and your city and your state. That is what indicates to us that you're wanting a prophecy. Your first name, your last name, your city, and your state. Now, we won't, for privacy reasons, we will do our best not to shout out your last name, where you're from, all your personal stuff. But when we're flowing with the Holy Spirit, We try not to do that. But if you do that, then that helps us so that we can add you to that list. So go to breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com, put in your first name, your last name or last initial, your city and your state, and that gets you on the prophetic list. Again, go to breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com and put in your prayer request. You can also go to bpnradio.com website, and there's an area there that you can put in prayer requests. So I just wanted to give you those instructions as we're beginning, because there's two different things that we do. We have our national prayer coordinator, Cheryl Ortiz, that has a large team. So there are many of us joining together praying for you all the time. And I know I get a lot of prayer requests during the live broadcast, and we love that. So, but if it's a prophetic word that you're asking for yourself, we do ask that request just because, just like myself, I have a lot of family and I have a lot of friends, and I would love to extend that, but just so that we can, in a timely manner, to do our very, very best to get to everybody. So I'm just sharing with you that, because our heart is to get to everybody, but it's just not honestly feasible with our time. So I just, you know, just do that for us, and that will really help us on that other side. You know, you got to take care of the technical side. You got to take care of the business side. But what an amazing opportunity we have right now on this live broadcast on bpnradio.com to join with Prophet Dale in this next hour or little as the Holy Spirit leads. So if everybody would join me right now and just agree today, we dedicate this program, this Tuesday prophetic program, to you, our Heavenly Father, and our Holy Spirit, and just anoint Prophet Dale as he begins to give this amazing gift that God has given him and the words that he's about to say to anyone that's got a name attached, or one that needs to hear that prophecy that not necessarily their name is attached, but that word is also for them, for their spirit, for their burning desire, whatever God is just stirring up in their spirit. So I just dedicate today, Prophetic Tuesday, to you, our Heavenly Father. Thank you for the anointing that you've given to Prophet Dale, and just what an awesome day, what a blessing, and what an opportunity we have. Thank you in Jesus' name.
Okay. Thank you, Ruth, my beautiful daughter-in-law, and that I love very much. I appreciate her working with me and her prophetic gift and her ability to hear the Holy Spirit as well. It's going to be a great day. Before I start prophesying, I want to tell you that one word from God can change your life forever. The Holy Spirit spoke to me in the summer of 2014 and said, I want you to start leading prayer 24 hours a day over internet radio. That's what he said to me. I didn't know how I could possibly do that. So when we receive a word from God, it's not in full measure. It's not a chapter. It's a book. It's only a word. Your words will hear, your ears will hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. So if you receive a prophecy today, remember it could be a now word. It could be a future word. It could be a confirming word, or it could be a brand new word, a word that you've never even thought about. And to him who's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ask or think, according to the power, the Holy Spirit that is resident in your life. If you receive a prophetic word, remember that you must bear witness to it. That means today or whenever, you must bear witness to it. You can't bear witness with your mind because your mind does not have the capability or the capacity to receive a word from the Lord. But your spirit does. And your spirit will give you things that you have never maybe even ever thought about. Or it may be out of the capacity of your reasoning. But remember that a prophetic word is a fourth dimension word, above and beyond all that you might ask or think. So it could be a now word, a future word, a confirming word, a new word. But remember that God is at work in your life. I'm here to be a blessing. I want to be a blessing. I want to encourage you. I want to take the 51 years of full-time ministry and give you an overload from time to time and just share what I hear the Holy Spirit saying to me. Now, remember when I get names and your name, city, and state, then I sit down and I begin to write. That's the way that I do here on Prophetic Tuesday. Now, obviously, when I'm ministering in a church or a local setting, I just begin to lay hands on you and begin to pray for you like I'll do some of you that call in or you put your name on the Facebook page. But otherwise, when I get a name, I just sit down, I put the name down, where you're from, and I just begin to write. So that's what I'm going to do right now. Are you ready? Here we go. I have a word for Barry P. from Louisiana. I believe from the Alexandria, Louisiana area. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying, Barry the evangelist, the preacher who finds solace in just being with him, bringing great comfort and strength to others in many different areas and arenas in life, particularly helping bring the backslider back home, those people that have been disappointed in God, give up on God, the prodigal sons and daughters. Never measuring your success by your accomplishments, but by the seed you have been sowing, holding out your hands, and receiving your harvest and your inheritance. So, Barry, I bless you in Jesus' name. Leslie A. from Topeka, Kansas. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, Leslie, that he is working things in your life in ways that you cannot completely understand or comprehend, but at the same time is building that trust and confidence in him, knowing that he knows what's best in your life and he has not forgotten you, although it may appear in some ways that he's not thinking about you. He is working the many plans that you have made in your life. He's working on those, but not according to the way maybe you thought they would turn out. So many questions. It appears you have so little time to make some decisions, but I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Leslie, that your plans that you've been making are not big enough, and you must proceed with caution, not allowing yourself to press yourself out of measure, but or press the Holy Spirit out of measure, because he is developing some things for you, and in the meantime, He's given you some comfort food, the assurance that all is well. All is well in your life. Those three words are comfort food for your life. Leslie, all is well. I bless you. Any loneliness, homesickness, whatever you may be going through, I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Leslie, all is well. I bless you in Jesus' name. And Lydia, from Dallas, Texas, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you must be strong and of a good courage. You have gone through so many challenges, disappointments, distractions in your life to keep you from pressing on and doing what you've been called to do. Sometimes you just feel like, I'm going to give up. I'm going to quit. But I hear the Holy Spirit saying, Lydia, don't quit. Don't quit. He is at work in your life. And I just speak healing and wholeness and wellness over your life today, and that you will not allow any disappointments in your life to keep you from finishing strong. Lydia, I bless you. They're in Dallas, Texas, in Jesus' name. D. Marie T. from Humble, Texas. I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, D. Marie, lift up your eyes and look. They are coming your way. They are coming your way. They need to hear your voice. They're looking for refuge, shelter, and direction. Your voice will bring comfort to them as you help them make significant transitions, finding new homes. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you are called to make many disciples. D. Marie, I bless you in Jesus' name. Lift up your eyes, for they are coming your way, and they need to hear your voice. Your voice is attracting them. Okay, I bless you, young lady, in Jesus' name. And Debbie M. from Texas, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you're going to have a special ministry to self-centered people. I don't know if I've ever given a word like this before in my whole ministry. You're going to minister to self-centered people. How about me? Those are always declaring what's in it for me, bringing many to the altar of self-sacrifice. Those who previously have not been able to exclude themselves from every decision of their life. Those who will truly make a commitment to love their neighbor as themselves. Those who in days gone by have been so selective in what they're doing, afraid they will be taken advantage of, not afraid they're not going to have enough. You know, poverty is not a lack of money. It's the fear of not having enough. Am I going to have enough? Am I going to have enough retirement? Am I going to have enough land? Am I going to have enough health? Am I going to have enough? That is the spirit of poverty that gets on so many people. And as a result, they become so self-centered, focusing on their life and their comfort and their retirement and all of these things, that they fail to realize that there are people all around them that need to hear their voice. They need maybe an investment in their lives. And so you're gonna minister this people group, ministering to those who've been hoarding everything for themselves, unwilling to put other people first. You will point them to the cross, resulting in the sacrifice that Jesus made, willing to lay down everything at 33 and a half years old, willing to lay down everything for him and for others. So he's given you a message that result in much fruit in days to come. I want to pray for those of you right now that are listening to bpnradio.com, or maybe you're watching on Facebook Live and you're so worried and concerned about so many, many things. You have the spirit of Martha on you. And, you know, Martha was questioning Jesus, Lord, what about me? What about my serving? And Mary, she's not doing enough, and she's at too much peace, at too much rest. And Jesus just said to her, Martha, you're concerned about too many things. I want to pray for those of you that are listening or watching today, and you're so concerned about your life, about your future, how you're going to make it, about your retirement, about your job security, about your family, and you're just overwhelmed. You know, the 11th commandment is, thou shalt not sweat it. Thou shalt not sweat it. And, you know, the Bible tells us three or four different occasions, do not fret. That fretting is about worrying, anxiety. How am I going to make it? How's it all going to work out? Is it going to turn out? Am I, what if, and there's so many things. I pray for you right now. In Jesus' name, I pray the comfort of the Holy Ghost will be upon you. And the self-assurance that David gave when he said, I was once young, now I'm old, yet there's something I've never seen. I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. Know that God will take care of you, particularly those of you that are putting God first in your finances, those of you that are sowing seed and giving to others. You got to know that God is with you, and you don't have to worry about the future. Today, just concern for the day is sufficient enough. So I pray for those of you that are so heavy about how you're going to make it, what's going to happen, how are things going to work out, and you're so encumbered with so many things. I just break that off of you right now. In Jesus' name, worry and fretting and knowing that God is at work in you. He is your Father. He is going to take care of you. And you must have that assurance today that He is working in your life and He has already made provision for you. In Jesus' name, receive the ministry of the Holy Spirit. I just believe the Holy Ghost is just speaking to you right now, ministering to you. And I can say after 51 years of full-time ministry that you're going to make it. You're going to make it. And God is with you, and you could have been born any time in history past, any time in history future, but here you are alive and well here on this April day, 2018. God is at work. He's brought you this far. I can testify that God is a good God. He's a faithful God. And He is at work in your life. I bless you, along with Debbie. I bless you in Jesus' name. I have a word for Kitty L. from Richland, Washington. Kitty, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you're a woman with an excellent spirit, the law of kindness on your tongue, accompanied by the favor of God on your life. Have you ever seen anyone that just had the favor of God on their life? You just say, God's favor is on them. I know He is because I can see that. You can see it with your spiritual eyes. And that's why every morning I get up, I like to pray that God will open my spiritual ears to hear, my spiritual eyes to see, my spiritual heart to receive in Jesus' name. So you have the favor of God on your life, Kitty. You've served Him for years and you understand His ways. You're definitely a servant who's given your life to helping others. But I see now that others are going to help you achieve the dream that He's placed in your heart. Not another job, but a new assignment that will enable others to get a new start in life. Particularly, I'm going to get pretty specific right now, particularly women who have gone through a divorce and are now facing a whole new lifestyle. Many of them having to re-enter into the workplace or marketplace as a result of their husband's departure. Maybe some never having worked out before in the marketplace or on a job. I see you helping them walk through that season of grief and brokenness into new beginnings. Your heart of compassion, your expertise will bring great fulfillment in your life as well as a lot of other women's life, accompanied by much fruitfulness. Kitty, I bless you in Jesus' name. I have a word for Jessica L. from Collinsville, Oklahoma. I bless you, Jessica. You are the dreamer. I release those artistic gifts in you, those teaching gifts, those theatrical gifts, those writing gifts, wonderful opportunities that await you in the areas of drama and production. I hear you speaking in several different languages in days to come. In the future, providing many resources and opportunities for others. You have a very bright future, Jessica. Regardless of what your mind is saying, regardless of your circumstances, I want to say directly to you, you have a very bright future. And I bless you, Jessica, there in Collinsville, Oklahoma. I have a word for you, Gabrielle, from Lafayette, Louisiana. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you have the hands of a surgeon, guiding others through major events in their lives, the ability to map out a proper plan for success and significance. A one who hears His voice and understands the ways of the Spirit assisting others and walking out the plan, not just from a natural perspective, but from a supernatural perspective, helping with design and special meaning for others who simply cannot find direction for their lives. Those that are not willing just to go through life, but willing to live life. Remember that Jesus said, I've come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. So your enthusiasm for life, Gabriel, is very contagious. It's going to impact many others along the way. So, Gabriel, I bless you in Jesus' name. Lorenzo V. from Visalia, California. Many of my gentry relatives grew up in the Visalia, California area. I see you in the future training others. Lorenzo, your diligence is paying off, giving you a position that you're actually not qualified for, but because of your work ethics, dependability, and accountability, someone is going to recommend you for this wonderful position that is going to bring you great satisfaction and great financial rewards. It's going to give you the time and opportunity to also exercise your passion for evangelism. I bless you, Lorenzo, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I have a word for you, Kara D. from Hesmer, Louisiana. Kara, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that the wind is blowing at your back, pushing you forward to prepare for the calling and assignments in your life. You must not allow yourself to become emotionally overwhelmed with current events, current happenings, but you must move forward in preparation for those things that are in your heart, not allowing anyone to steal the affections that he placed in your heart as a little girl, not willing to accept circumstances that would bring you temporal pleasures. But you must prepare now for the wonderful future that has been stirring in you for such a long, long time. There's a wonderful rhythm about your life accompanied by dreams you've carried in your life for many years. Right choices are necessary. Right choices are necessary at this very moment in your life. And you must not allow anything to break that design, that plan that God has for you. And it's going to take maybe a little longer than you anticipated, but long preparation is calling for major events and happenings in your life. Don't abort that. Don't allow anyone else to abort that, Kara. I bless you in Jesus' name. And for Craig A., there in Washington, I see that your ministry is in a new developmental stage. You and your wife walking through new doors to include those who are moving into your vicinity from Russia and other and Asian countries as well. A whole new stage to speak from. Territories available to you that you never, ever thought possible in times past. A reminder that all things are possible and nothing is impossible. Your gift of teaching and instruction are about to take on a whole new meaning, resulting in new opportunities to travel to other nations of the world, accompanied by members of your congregation there in Washington, you returning with them to their homeland to minister the gospel. New worlds are about to open to you, Craig. I bless you in Jesus' name. And I just want to say to those of you who are listening and watching today, and some of you are so anxious about your life, about your future, about your future wife, your future husband, about your vocation. Will I ever be able to progress? Will I ever get promotions, advancement? I just minister to you today. I just sense that there's so many people listening or watching today here on bpnradio.com or Dale Gentry Facebook Live or Dale W. Gentry Facebook Live or TuneIn Radio, however it may be. I just feel that there's some of you that are so heavy about your life, about your future, and it seems like that life may be passing you by. I pray for you. I just feel that I'm just to take time just to encourage you and know that God is at work in your life, and you must not allow circumstances to overwhelm you. Your indebtedness, your job, your ministry. Some of you say, I've got all of this passion in my heart, and other people don't seem to recognize it. Write it down. Write it down. Begin to speak it and begin to share your dreams and visions with other people, because somebody is going to respond. And you must understand that your world or your worlds, either singular or plural, are going to attract other people into your life. And God is at work. You know, years ago, I prophesied over a man in a church in San Jose, California, who was working for someone on another job. I said to that person, there will come a day that you will make more in one day working for yourself than you have in 1 year working for somebody else. There's something powerful about working for yourself. That's why you need to tune in every Saturday to Marketplace Saturday, hosted by my son Rick Gentry. 15 hours of business tips and insights and revelation for those in business and those wanting to get started in business. Boy, it's just wonderful to be able to work for yourself. I know you have to be diligent. You have to be a good steward of your time. But I love working for myself. I just get up when I want to, go to bed when I want to, but also know I have great responsibilities. I'm a steward. I've got to be a steward of my time and the resources. But there's some of you that are so unhappy with your job, your workplace. You're so unfulfilled. You go to work every morning unfulfilled. So I gave that word to that man. And the next year, this is a true story confirmed by the pastor, he made $16 million in Silicon Valley through an invention that came his way. And today, he's got his own private plane. He lives in Minnesota, works in California, flies back and forth. One word from God changed his life. I just pray for those of you that are so unfulfilled on your job, what you're doing. You say, this is not who I am. This is not what I'm supposed to do. The dream in life, and it may not be able to be achievable overnight or in the next week or next month or next year, but the dream is doing what's in your heart and getting paid for it. What's in your heart and getting paid for it. So I pray for you right now. Those of you who are very heavy, unfulfilled, I bless you now in the name of Jesus. Ruth is going to come give a shout out. She's writing some names down. I'm going to pray over some people that are listening or watching today, as well as a whole bunch of names that, I got this big list of names, but Ruth's going to come and give a shout out to some people.
Thank you. We do have a really big list of names. And so if you are just now joining us on bpnradio.com, I want to remind you, you say, well, how do I get my name on that big list that they keep talking about? Well, there's several ways. But if you're listening on bpnradio.com, if you'll just go on Breakout Prayer or send me an email, breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. I really think if you Google Del Gentry, kind of all the information pops up. But breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. And that will be a really great way for us to track and keep up with our names. So if you want to get your name on that list to receive a prophetic word on our Prophetic Tuesday and on our Prophetic Thursday, do that. Please place your first name and your last name, at minimum your last, the initial of your last name, city and state. I know it sounds kind of crazy, but we live in a really big world, and we have several that have literally the same name. And so if we have that broke down, plus there's just some impartation that comes to Prophet Dale when he gets the city and the state. And so it's really, really, really helpful. So go on breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. That gets your name on the list. You can also put it on our Facebook if you're doing Facebook Live with us. And we just thank everyone who's joining us on Facebook Live and bpnradio.com. And I just want to say a blessing. Bless Heather. Special blessing over her. I just want to speak a special blessing over Elizabeth, Allison, Linda, Susie, Dustin, Donald, Vicky, Evelyn, Candy, and Marlene, Heather, Mary Ann, Regina, Jennifer, Henry, everyone that is listening now on this live program through Facebook Live, through BPN Radio Live, but again, throughout the day, if you are listening to our programs, and I just speak a blessing to our listeners, and thank you for joining us, and thank you for this ministry that we are so blessed to have, and Prophet Dale, the gifting that God has given in Prophet Dale, and encouraging you with these words. I mean, our Prophetic Tuesday and our Prophetic Thursday, I know, is so encouraging. And so thank you guys for the encouraging words back. We appreciate it.
Okay, thank you very much, Ruth Gentry. Just want to remind everybody, give a station break here. You're listening to BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station at this time or any time, as we call America to pray. And we desperately need the prayers of the saints, knowing there is power in agreement, credible power in agreement. And we just here to be a blessing. I'm thankful for my team. We got about 20 members of our team. Of course, Ruth Gentry is our station manager for BPNRadio.com. We have programming going all the time, 24/7, 24 hours a day. And it's amazing the opportunities that we have. And we're very, very grateful and thankful for our monthly partners, those of you that are helping support the Breakout Prayer Network, BPNRadio.com. We are here to be a blessing. That's it. We're here to be a blessing. There's never a charge for the prophetic words, but we're always grateful when people make a contribution or sow a seed into our lives and ministry. We're here to be a blessing. A man of God said to me one time that literally changed my life, Dale, if you are a blessing, if you keep blessing people, you will never run out of blessings. So there are so many, so many guys in ministry, they're trying to find a new way to receive offerings or new way, whichever. We all need finances, but new ways to maybe get people to give. But I just want to be a blessing. I want to give people an opportunity to give, but I want to be a blessing. And how can I be a blessing? And we bless people with the gifts that we have. If you have a gift of counsel, you need to counsel people. You have a gift of wisdom, share that. Whatever you have, if you have a singing gift, sing. Whatever gift you have, exercise that gift and give it away. So God gave me a gift of prophecy in 1985 to prophesy to the nation and nations of the world. I'd actually been prophesying for a lot more years than that, but becoming a prophetic voice in America literally changed my life, and I want to be a blessing. Okay, I'm gonna give two or three prophetic words. For those of you that may have called in or wrote in or left your name, I have this word for Pastor Mary Ann from Columbus, Ohio. Just give what you have. Give what you have. So many people longingly look and say, if I could preach like them, teach like them, prophesy like them, give what you have. And as you give, you're going to receive. People say, well, how do you keep getting prophetic words? I keep giving words. Even you've heard my testimony of how one time God gave me a word for President Bush. I had to write it down. I didn't know how I was going to give it to him, but I wrote it down. If you get a word for somebody, write it down. You may not be able to call them or give it to them at that moment. Maybe you don't even know how to reach them. So give what you have. Write it down. If you prophesy, if you preach, write your revelation down. I like to write. I've got notes of revelation words. So, Mary Ann, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, you give what you have, and don't worry about what you don't have. Jacob A. in New York, I hear the Holy Spirit saying he's redefining who you are. Some people have tried to give you a definition for a long time. They've tried to write your resume for you. They've tried to write the definition for your life. But I hear the Holy Spirit saying he's redefining your life. The next few weeks are going to be incredible times. Cynthia M. from Port Arthur, Texas, I bless you in the passion that is in your heart, the compassion that is in you. Let it flow. And don't be selective in who you allow your compassion to flow out to. Who knows who may come in your path? Who may come in your path? I just bless you, and don't try to select your own, the people that you overflow compassion to. Don't be selective. Allow the Holy Spirit to do that for you. Candace, from Los Angeles, Candace V. I bless you in Jesus' name. God is giving you ownership in some new territories. I bless you there. And Laura B. from San Diego, California. Laura, the will of God and the plan of God and the purpose of God is becoming very clear. Very clear. You're going to begin to sing that song, I Can See Clearly Now. The clouds are passing away, and those things that have been distorted from your viewpoint, advantage point, are becoming very clear. You can see clearly, and you follow that clear voice, that clear path that the Holy Spirit is leading you on. And Joe and Regina, they're in Springtown, Texas. There is a way. There's a way to do it. And don't make it more difficult than it really is. God is he's not a complicated God. He is a very simple God. His simplicity is amazing. He's not complicated. And so many times people try to complicate the will, plan, and purpose of God. It's not complicated. It's simple. And, I prophesied over a man of God one time in Louisiana. And I just said, I heard the Holy Spirit say, Jesse Duplantis. I said, Jesse, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, keep it simple. So I'll just give the two of you a word, Joe and Regina. They're from Springtown, Texas. I'll just give you the same word that I gave to Jesse Duplantis, who many of you know have seen on television, a word that I gave him many years ago. Keep it simple. Keep it simple. I have a word for Terry R. from Clewiston, Florida. Give a shout out to Pastor Chuck Pelham and New Harvest Church there in Clewiston that I started ministering at from the very beginning, their very beginning in 1990. Terry from Clewiston, Florida, I see your gift of management opening new doors for you, providing business opportunities, a buy-in for a business or company that needs your expertise in management to help them grow. I see you playing a significant role in the business world with connections in many different geographical locations. I bless that business gift. And while I'm saying that over you, Terry, I bless you business people out there and encourage you to be a part of Marketplace Saturday, 9 a.m. to midnight, bpnradio.com. So many, many guests we're having on there. You can learn so much. And if you just go to bpnradio.com, you can click on Marketplace Saturday, see the schedule. There's a video about what's happening. And so I bless you business people in Jesus' name. Ron M. from Houston, Texas. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you are a man of the Word, a man who is able to teach the Word effectively and powerfully. I see you ministering in prisons and also developing Bible studies for those who are incarcerated, ministering to those in halfway houses and those who seemingly can't find a way to start over. Many come out of prison or halfway houses. They just don't know where to begin again. So you're going to help them begin again. I see you conducting Bible studies on colleges, university campuses, developing new curriculum for those who are hungry for the Word and proper relationships. You definitely are a father figure to many young men. I bless you, Ron, in Jesus' name. And remember, when I give a prophetic word, it might not be an answer to maybe what you would like to hear concerning a husband, a wife, a job, a house, a home. I don't know. I don't know how the Holy Spirit just picks out one thing that he wants to talk to you about. I don't know how that works. But if you receive it and speak it, declare it, write it down. If you receive it by faith, you don't have to receive it. But if you believe it's a word for you, even though you may not comprehend it with your mind, you write it down, and then you begin to speak that word. You literally speak your worlds into existence. When the Holy Spirit gave me that word, start leading prayer on internet radio 24 hours a day. I wrote that down. I began to speak it. I began to declare, I'm going to lead prayer on internet radio 24 hours a day. That's what I'm doing now. But it took a step of faith, not just my words. You hear something, you say something, and then you hear something, see something, say something, and then you do something. ears, eyes, mouth, feet. That's the proper progression I talk about in my book, which, by the way, is free by going to bpnradio.com, click on letspprayamerica.com, and there is my book. You can download it free or read it. It's a gift, my gift to you. Okay, Tanja and Simon. Tanja and Simon M. from Naples, Florida. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, don't wait for a convenient season and don't allow others to put limitations on you, knowing that as the two of you embark on this new adventure, that you will find new and incredible ways to exercise the gifts that He has placed in your hands, knowing that where He guides, He will provide. There is provision for you. You will find on your journey that the main thing will follow your acts of obedience. Keep the main thing the main thing. And I just hear the Holy Spirit saying that the two of you are going to go places where others have not gone, and you're going to do what others have not done. Well, that's a powerful word. And so I just release that over you, Tanja and Simon, in Jesus' name. Remember, when you give write in a word, when you put it on Facebook Live or you send us an email, remember that that list, that goes on a waiting list, and it may be given by me on Prophetic Tuesday or Allison Keeber on Prophetic Thursday. Remember, the Allison's has a new time now, 12 to 1 o'clock, noon to 1 Central Time on VPNradio.com and Facebook Live. So, Prophetic Tuesday, 10 a.m., Prophetic Thursday, 12 noon, and we both take your names. So it could be you get a prophecy on Tuesday or maybe on Thursday, but if you're on the waiting list, we just believe that it's going to come to pass. We're in the process, by the way, of putting archiving and putting all of your names down, and it's going to be good on our podcast, which is now, I believe, on our new website, Andrew, the podcast. So we're in the process of putting all of your prophecies on podcast. We're on the move. It just takes a little time. I have a word for Danny C. from Clearwater, Florida. You're mightily anointed to set the captives free. That's what I'm hearing the Holy Spirit saying. So many in bondage these days, accompanied by shame, guilt, condemnation, self-hate, suicidal spirits, but you're going to minister to those who are in captivity. Maybe not physically, but spiritually, emotionally, they're in captivity. So break the chains through your authoritative prayers and your authoritative preaching. I bless you, Danny, in Jesus' name. Alyssa M. from Newport Beach, California. Hear the Holy Spirit saying, your quest for life and hunger to accept new and significant responsibilities are going to lead you into treasure fields of blessings and new acceptance, allowing the Holy Spirit to set a new pace and rhythm in your life. Rhythm is so important. Find the rhythm of life. And so many people are unhappy, uncomfortable, discontent, disenchanted, because they've never found a rhythm about their life. You need to find a rhythm and allow that rhythm to take you into places of promotion, acceptance, et cetera, et cetera. Resisting, Alyssa, you got to resist all worries and anxieties about your future. We've all prayed about that, haven't we? You have a plan. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Alyssa, that the plan there in Newport Beach, California, the plan is working. Doug R. from Corning, New York. Hear the Holy Spirit saying not to measure your results by the words or comments of others. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence. He's given you a new confidence. And remember that it's His good pleasure to give you the kingdom and the desires of your heart. That's a word for several people. Be content in the place that you are at the moment. Whoa, that's difficult. Be content in the place where you are at the very moment, because it's a good place. And you're a good man, Doug. Be strong and of a good courage. Don't be afraid or dismayed, because the Lord is with you, Doug. I bless you now in Jesus' name. And Sharon T. from Plasterville, California, I keep hearing the Holy Spirit saying increase. Capital letters. I wrote down increase. We can put about 3 exclamation points on that. Hold out your hands and receive the harvest from the seed you've been sowing for so long. Your ship is about to come in with boatloads of a blessing. And Kimberly E., if you are, if you're watching or listening today, if you'll give me the city and state that you're from, because there's such a, as Ruth said, there's something special about where you live, because you have great authority, and there's something about the place where you live. I live in Austin, Texas. There's something significant about the place that I live. And Kimberly, if you're having to be watching or listening, just give me your, because I didn't put it down. I got a prophecy. I wrote it down. But I need your city and state. Pat A. from Clewiston, Florida. Hear the Holy Spirit saying that your prayers of agreement for that special person in your life will bring you to a new assignment in your life. You have been praying for that special person, for that special friend. Well, all along, you have been that special person. You've been praying for that special person. Well, you're the one. So move slowly, but move surely. I bless you, Pat, in Jesus' name. And Evelyn A. from Eunice, Louisiana, remember that his promises are true, and that he will fulfill all of those promises if you do not allow any of those words to fall to the ground. Do not allow any of those words to fall to the ground. Don't allow any word to fall to the ground. Ruth's going to give you an opportunity to give, and then I have some words that are being sent in that I'm going to share today. So, Ruth, bless you.
Thank you. Again, if you're just now joining us on bpnradio.com, welcome. And this is our live program at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time, and it will be replayed at 2, 5, and 10. And that's really fun because I get so many people that was, including, this is kind of funny, I'm going to give a shout out to my sister. And she said something about, I put my name in for a word. And so this is just how it works. And I said, yeah, I know. I said, I said, Pastor Dell gave you a word. And she said, what? I missed it. And so we understand that. We all just have like busy schedules and we get that. But remember that the 10 a.m. live service that we're listening to right now is replayed at 2, 5, and 10. And then as we are getting them to them, and again, we do have a nice team, but we don't have that huge extension of a team. So just it's a time issue. And so as soon as we can, we are getting those transferred into a podcast and put on bpnradio.com. I do want to give you an opportunity to give. But before I do that, I really kind of want to share a little testimony. So obviously, I have been blessed to be raised in a Christian home and with Christian parents and then Christian in-laws. And I've just been raised in the church. So I knew the scripture. I mean, as Galatians 6:7 says, do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever you sow, that will he also reap. There is so much power. There's truth. He will not be mocked. You sow it, you reap it. And I think that goes from finances to kindness. I mean, there it just goes to everything. And so I know as a mother, when my children were young, if somebody, you know, or one of them might have came in, like maybe in a transition, we went to a new school and they needed a new friend. I mean, the first thing I said is, well, are you being friendly? And are you being kind? And so I never allowed my children to be the victim. I never allowed my children to say, oh, I'm so sad, or it's poor me. And so we would just go back to the word. And I believe Galatians 6:7, and it applies to everything, financially, all the way to that kindness or time or sowing what you do. And so do not be deceived, because God is not mocked, for whatever one sows, that he will also reap. So my love language, I'm really big on languages too. As soon as I mention love language, my kids just start laughing. And so my love language is acts of service. So for all these years, my husband and I have made a commitment. We have tithed, we've given offerings, and then we go above and beyond that with what we can give. And so with my love language being acts of service, I have sowed that, as Prophet Dell is sowing prophecy. And it's funny that he just mentioned that, because we sometimes allow, I'm not even going to say sometimes, I think we allow the enemy many, many times to say, you don't have anything to give. And it could be, again, financially all the way to something else. But you do. You have so much more inside of you than what you think and what you're listening to the enemy saying you have nothing to give. And so 2 Corinthians 9:6, and again, I know that you know this, but the point to this is whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So I just want to testify that financially, my husband and I and our children and our extended family, we have made a commitment when we sow financially. And so those gifts and those blessings have just poured back to us, and we're so, so thankful for that. But we've also sown, particularly as a family, a lot of acts of service. And so just as Pastor Dale, the man I actually called Dad, said at the beginning of the program that our daughter, our oldest daughter, Taylor, got married this past Saturday. And I just want to testify and give God all the glory, because when you, if any of you have done a wedding, when you do a wedding, there's a lot of things that go into it. There's so much behind the scenes that there's, it's, I don't want to take time to even share that, because you just know if you've done it. If you haven't done it, I pray for you right now. God's grace all over you. But we had a church community, a family community, a friend community that all came together. And I was so blessed for all the times that I gave my time, my acts of service. We had a setup day on Friday, and then a teardown day. And I mean, we had like 60 people stay and just to tear down. We had about 45, 50 people show up on Thursday, on Friday to set up. I just kept sitting back saying, thank you, Jesus. But that didn't really just happen because they love Ruth, or they love Taylor and Daniel. But it really happened, I believe, because of the principle. I believe this on Galatians 6:7. Do not be deceived. Is what you sow, you will reap. And I believe in 2 Corinthians, if you reap sparingly, you're going to sow sparingly. If I really believe this. If I had not given, you know, I might have had two or three people show up. But because of the time and the energy and the love and the financial that we've sowed, we saw that come back on Saturday bigger than we've ever seen it in our life. And what a blessing to share that with our daughter and our new son. And so I just encourage you. And I loved Mary Ann's word. Give what you have. Give what you have. Stop. I just want to encourage you, because, you know, I would sit in these services with Pastor Dale, and things would come up, and I would, you know, the offering time would come, and, you know, I was just so full, and I was just like, just, I want to give, like, you know, $5,000. But I didn't have a $5,000 check to write, but I gave what I had. And I know that God has blessed that along the way. And I still am claiming at different times, you know, I'm going to be able to write a $5,000, a $10,000, a $25,000 check. But sow what you have, give what you have, and don't allow the enemy to rob you from that. That's the thing. The enemy does not want you to reap what you sow. He doesn't want you to get that reap, that harvest. He doesn't want you to have the harvest, because all that's going to do is prove him wrong and prove the word correct. And it's right. It's truth. So if you have a tugging on your heart today to financially partner with BPN Radio, we would appreciate it. Words can really not express it. It's a ministry that is truly, our heart is just to pour out, but we can't really do it. We have to run the equipment. We have to do the real stuff. We can't do it without partners. We cannot do it without financial partners. The prayers and all the things that go into it are an amazing blessing, but we have to have financial partners. And so a lot of people get real uncomfortable at that time, you know, in church or special ministry or here on bpnradio.com. But I don't want that to be uncomfortable, because here's the thing is, I know from my own personal testimony, sow and reap. And it goes from every direction, financial to kindness to time. I mean, and you have so many gifts and talents inside of each of you listening to me right now. And just sow what you have. Give what you have. And if you feel that tugging to give a financial offering today, to maybe even commit to a monthly partnership with BPN Radio, we would appreciate it beyond words. You could do that by going to bpnradio.com and just going to the donate page. It's super easy. bpnradio.com, hit donate. And it'll kind of just walk you through. You can give through PayPal, your credit card, your debit card. On that page is also information about our P.O. Box. You can write a check, but I will give that as well. So you would write your check to Breakout Ministries. That's Breakout Ministries. And it's P.O. Box 91985. P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. Or go to bpnradio.com, go to the donate page. No amount is too small. That's the thing I really want to stress, because it's the enemy telling you I can't give. And if you'll just really listen to the Holy Spirit, not the enemy, I know that there is something that the Lord is tugging on your heart today. It might be, you might want to join our prayer team. You might have a financial gift that you've been struggling to sow because you're like, how can I do that? Well, again, we don't know all those answers, but I just want to give all the glory, all of it, for all these years. And probably the greatest joy from a parent is when you watch your child join together another young man or young lady that adores your child, but most of all, and number one, is he loves Jesus. You can't ask for anything else. And so all the seeds we've sown have come true in just one beautiful ceremony for Taylor and Daniel, which we bless them. But it just didn't happen by mistake. It wasn't an accident. It was a divine appointment. And how did it all come together? We were not deceived. We listened to the word. We've applied the word all these years. And so Galatians 6:7, if you're just now joining me, I just want you to grab this, because I believe the enemy is robbing you from something special that could happen in your life, in your business, in your ministry. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever one sows, that he will also reap. So God bless you. Thank you for giving financially. Thank you for all the prayer support. We could not do it without you. If you have any comments, questions, prayer requests, go to breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. We get those. Thank you for sending in your names. Let me add to that. If you would like to have your name put on the list for a prophetic word, put your first name, the initial of your last name, your city and your state. That is really, really important. It also gives us to know that that's for a prophetic word. Please send in your prayer requests. We love those. And then I'm going to really ask a huge favor. Send in your testimonies. It encourages our team. Really, it's glorifying God. Share your testimony. So you can do that through Breakout Ministries at the P.O. Box, 91985, Austin, Texas, 78737, or bpnradio.com has a lot of the information. God bless you today, and thank you for sowing into this vital, life-changing ministry of Prophet Dale and Miss Jean. Love you.
Okay, very good. Very good words. And, boy, I like that. Give what you have. And God spoke to Moses and said, what's that in your hand? He said, well, it's a rod. He said, well, you give the rod. And the rod provided great significance and brought him across the Red Sea into the audience of the leader of that nation. Before I give another prophetic word, you know, several years ago, there was a group of pastors that knew that I loved classic cars, and so they gave Gene and I a 1955 red and white convertible T-Bird, Thunderbird. We'd always wanted one, and it was my birthday, and they gave it to me. I was overwhelmed, and Gene and I would drive that red and white T-Bird convertible to Sonic driving or whatever. Everybody would look. It was wonderful. I put a cover over it, and I'd go out sometimes in the middle of the night and pull up the cover and just admire my T-Bird. Mm-hmm. And one day, a spiritual son came from India, and he was raising money so that he could buy a new van, because he was showing the Jesus film every night in a different village in India. And I was praying one day, and I said, Lord, I pray that you'll give Brother Stephen a van. And the Holy Spirit said to me, you buy him a van. I said, well, I don't have it. He said, yes, you do. I said, I don't have the money to buy a van. He said, yes, you do. I said, where is it at? He said, it's in your garage. I said, you're not talking about my T-Bird, are you? Within 2 hours, my son Rick came through the door and said, Dad, a strange thing happened. Your neighbor stopped me and said, you think your dad would be willing to sell his T-Bird? He said, I don't think so. He loves that T-Bird. But within 2 hours, it was gone. Gene and I bought the man from India a new van to travel in over in India. That's just the way our life has worked. You take what's in your hand, you can sow it. Sometimes it's something for you to eat, to keep. But sometimes he gives you stuff just to give away. I bless you in Jesus' name. Isabel from San Marcos, California, I have a word for you. And the word is, there's two words, unanswered prayers. You know, I spent several years in Yukon, Oklahoma, where a man by the name of Garth Brooks lived. And Garth is kind of got a miracle testimony. But anyhow, I recorded this song called Unanswered Prayers. Even though it was a country music song, it was a great song, a great message. So I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Isabel, there's some prayers that have not been answered in your life because it was not His main will and plan and purpose for your life. God is fulfilling His will in your life, and the prayers that you've been praying, some of them have gone unanswered because it was not, God was protecting you. Isn't it amazing? We say, God, we want Him, we want her, we want this, we want that. If He gave it to us, it would be the wrong thing. So I'm just hearing the Holy Spirit saying that He's bringing your Isaac into your life, and you're not to settle for any Ishmael. I bless you, Isabel. And Belva L. from Brandenburg, Kentucky, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, quit criticizing yourself. Somebody's going to do that for you. Sometimes you're too hard on yourself. I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Belva, give yourself a break. Give yourself a break. And don't be criticizing you. Don't be so hard on yourself. Compliment yourself. Encourage yourself. Get in front of the mirror and make faith declarations about yourself. You could do that, Belva. I bless you in Jesus' name. And Marta C. from Tulare, that must be from Tulare, California, must be. Martis, there is a whole new dimension of life that is coming your way out of a direction that you have least suspected. It's like there's all this expectation is on these things that you have been applying for or jockeying for or praying for or believing for, but out of nowhere, seemingly out of a direction that you've not suspected, there's a special opening, blessing, assignment for you. Martis, I bless you in Jesus' name. Nancy W. from Kansas, the Lord, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that He has set the world in your heart. Set the world in your heart. You must not ignore that. You know, I just, the Lord set the world in my heart. I didn't know where I was going to go. I had no invitation, but I would, one of the greatest words I ever received was dress thyself and show up. Dress thyself and show up. So I would dress up, go out to the airport, pretend that I was going to get on a flight. I did not have an invitation. I did not have a ticket to fly. I just knew that God had put the world in my heart. So you have to declare what you are seeing, you're hearing. Nancy, God has put the world in your heart, and there are happenings. But remember that faith without works is dead. Being alone, you have to do something. You hear something, see something, you say something, but that's got to be accompanied by doing something. You do something that would accompany the word that God has put in your heart. Nancy, I bless you in Jesus' name. And Evelyn, I've already given you a word. And Susie from Oklahoma City, you've got to be, I hear the Holy Spirit saying, you've got to be very aggressive. You've got to be very tenacious. You cannot approach what you are believing God for by being timid or shy or uncertain. There must be a new strong confidence in your life, and you must become very Holy Ghost aggressive. And what do I mean? Jesus told the story in the book of Luke, the book of Luke, about a man that his friend came at midnight and he didn't have any bread. So he went next door, he knocked on the door, and the neighbor said, who is it? He said, well, it's me. He said, what do you want? He said, I need some bread. He said, I'm in bed with my children. Evidently, he was having some marital problems, and he said, I'm not going to get up. But he kept knocking, saying, I want some bread, I want some bread. And Jesus, telling the story, said, because of his tenaciousness, because of his aggressiveness, and his bulldoggedness, not willing to give up, he got what he asked for. And Susie, you got to be very tenacious about what you believe God has given you, and you just can't wait. Sometimes we have to wait for things to come into our hands, but there's other times we have to pursue it. And so I just declare in Jesus' name that you're pursuing it. I have a word for you, April W. from Whiteville, North Carolina. There is, I just see that God is taking you through some type of process of elimination. I call it in your life. And there have been things that you have, that's been overturned, has not worked out. Even some termination. You've been terminated, fired, expelled, and you wanted to explode. Just saying, I just can't believe this is happening to me. Sometimes we say, I can't believe this is happening to me. And yet, you got to realize that God is at work in your life, and He's working everything out. It's all coming together. And you must not allow anything, any bitterness, unforgiveness, to impact your life. You must take these things that have been happening, that have come into your life, that may have been quite disappointing at the time, not to affect your future, because you have a bright future. April, in Jesus' name, I just take authority over all heaviness in your life, and I command it all to leave now, and God will give you a garment of joy and praise, knowing that He is at work, and He's going to take all of these things that were intended for your sadness and your sorrow and turn them into great joy and great events of happiness in your life. I bless you in Jesus' name. Excuse me. Breaune, B-R-E-A-U-N-E, M from Keller, Texas. There is healing and restoration taking place in your life and in relationships in your life. Some things that have gone unsettled, left undone, are taking place in your life. You're seeing a confirmation of what you have cried out for, believed for such a long time. Things are getting resolved. Finally, resolution is taking place, and you must get a good grip on those things and know that God is at work. Things that you have prayed for, believed for, it seemed like would never ever happen, never ever come to pass, is happening. And it's going to be quite remarkable, because you know, the Holy Spirit deals with people, and sometimes we try to handle things for so long that we become weary and well doing, saying, I've tried to handle it, I've tried to do it, but it's just not working. In Jesus' name. So I declare, as you pray, God is at work. And less conversation with that person or persons and more prayer is going to bring about amazing results. And Heather, from Springtown, I bless you. Such a faithful participant. I bless you in the name of Jesus. I'm asking God to bless you and give you the desires of your heart. He will. Veronica Z., from Texas. Veronica, I bless you. And there is a special, I see a special reunion taking place in your life. There's a happening where there's a bunch of you, for your friends or relatives, having a reunion. I see some of you and some of your friends taking a cruise, a special time, a time of great happiness, great joy, great contentment. And you say, well, how am I going to get off? How am I going to do that? God will provide. He's at work. I just want to say I appreciate so much you being a part of these Prophetic Tuesdays, joining Allison Kieber, one of my spiritual prophetic daughters, on Thursday at 12 noon. And don't forget tomorrow, speaking of business, speaking of finances, speaking of money, Cash Matthew is going to be with me tomorrow on bpnradio.com at 10 a.m. And he's just full of information about money. And all of us need more of it so that we can be a blessing. Cash Matthews will be on with me tomorrow. Don't forget, Roy Beard is on 11:55 if you're listening live to bpnradio.com. And Delvin Kins, our award-winning newsman, is next for the news, so we can pray about that. So many things happening. Don't forget at noon today. There we are. I have a special guest that I've my classic interviews, one noon and four.
Noon is Ruth and Matt Rogers.
Ruth and Matt Rogers. They're making a movie. They're from London, England, and they're making a movie. How exciting is that?
And four is Richard Roberts.
4 o'clock is my friend Richard Roberts, whose dad, Oral Roberts, was the founder of Oral Roberts University. Richard Roberts is on with me at 4 o'clock today on bpnradio.com. Of course, that is Central Time. And remember that we have Radio Church every Sunday, 8 a.m. and 10 a.m., and then every weekday, 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. I lead a radio church for those that may not have a pastor or a church, and you can find out more about that, how to become a member, by going to bpnradio.com and clicking on Breakout Radio Church. Ruth Gentry has been with me today. We're so delighted that you have tuned in. I just speak a blessing upon you. Whether I've called your name or not, remember, many of you are on a waiting list, and we'll keep going Tuesdays and Thursdays on bpnradio.com. I bless you. Ask God to bless you. And Aliona, our editor, she's about to play our outro. Have a wonderful day. God bless you.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
Sunshine and the storm, and my dreams are set in stone. And someday I'll be who I wanna be. But for now, I'll wait for the sun to shine again. Walls have stood and walls have fallen, but my heart seems to wait. For now, I'll sit at the end of the road, and for now, I'll wait at the end of the path. Yeah, yeah. when all my hurts seem to fade away.
still loved this whole world, that he gave his only son. And if we will cleave to him, we'll not perish, but we'll have eternal life, and we'll never be condemned. For God's promises are yes and amen. Here.